Hello and welcome to Passionpreneur Superstars. If you are watching this series for the first time, let me tell you, this series is the series where we bring you the elites of the elite, the people who have been there, done it, gone from zero to become heroes of their lives. And in this episode, I have privilege to welcome one of those superstars who has been in a job, comes from a very humble family, struggled a lot, lived alone in Bombay, having a salary of 40, 50,000, having a debt, going in a mess, not knowing what to do in life. From there, bouncing back and quitting the job, becoming the author, building the brand, building the influence, starting the podcast, making a lot of money. She generated about 65 lakhs within 12 months of quitting the job. And without further ado, let me welcome and listen to her stories. In this episode, we're going to go deep into her stories and the challenges and struggles and suggestions that she has for all the people who are looking to become a passionpreneur or build a business around passion. Let's listen from the one and only Som Datta Sarkar. Som, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Dev. I mean, the way you actually introduced me, it was amazing. And sitting with you today here is like a huge privilege and honor. And yeah, it is exciting. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You really put in the heart and, you know, soul into doing what you've been doing, and you build your brand. But you know what? I want to start with straight away with very, very important question. For the people who are watching this, who have the dilemma that, oh, I don't think I can start my business. I don't think I have something special. I don't have the passion. I don't think I can make a business. I think job is the only thing I can know of. What would you say to them?
It's all a myth. It's all in the head. Just get some guidance and start off your journey, whatever you want to do in life and whoever you want to become. Nothing is impossible.
That's very interesting. So tell us a little bit about your story, you know, the background. I'm going to share my screen as well, and I'm going to give a preview of who you were before becoming the intensifier, starting the Intensify Club and becoming the influencer. Before that, let me just give a quick preview of your background, where you come from. So just give us a little brief while I am sharing the slide, if you just want to give a background of where you're from, what you've been doing, and all those things.
Sure. So just like anybody else, I come from a very, very humble family. My mother was a school teacher. My father was in the government service. And I was born and brought up in the foothills of the Himalayas, a very small place over there. And my childhood was a very, very typical, normal, just like anybody else, with just like the herd, right? You go to school, you do everything that everyone is doing, and you see here the schoolmates. I was always under the pressure to come at least in the top 10 of the ranks. So I still remember the time when, you know, before going to the exam, and what used to happen is I was never interested in studies, to be very honest. I was very naughty. I was always interested in only co-curricular activities, but not in getting good marks. Although I managed to get some good marks, then I flunked in physics and maths in the higher classes. But other subjects, yes, which actually interested me. But I still remember the time when we used to go to the exam hall, and I still remember learning a subject before the break, before going into the hall. I mean, the syllabus entirely. Okay, what is the subject? What is the topic? Okay, let me learn and then go. And so we used to do like this. And I still remember the rank holders in my class. One day, one girl came out of the hall and she started crying. And she was crying so much. I went there, a few other people went there and asked what happened. She said that I left 2 marks question. She calculated and it was coming to 98, and still she was crying. So I then realized, okay, this is not my cup of tea and I'm not looking for that. So I was never interested in study so much, because majority of the things I did not understand. And then I wanted to go for other subjects like economics or law or something, but then I went to engineering as usual, because in our place or in our times, whatever you say, the only two subjects are there, medical and engineering. If you're not going for that, you don't have any respect in the society or something like that. So I went for the engineering, and till date, I have not even used 1% of what I learned in those 4 years.
So what you're saying is anybody can be bad in the studies or not interested in the studies, and yet they can become successful.
Yes. And as per our own definition of success, yes, anybody can be successful.
Very good. Very good. So I'm going to give a fast forward story. You worked in a corporate job.
Yes.
Did you ever think this is you, right? In a corporate?
Yes. Job? Yes. Yes. I was in an IT company, and I spent around 8 to 9 years over there. And it was just like going to the office, come back home, waiting for the weekend to come and waiting for the month end to come, because the salary was over by first week of every month. And me and my roommates, everyone used to wait for when the next salary is coming. Okay, when it is going to happen. And we used to just watch the clock. Okay, when is the lunch time? When is the home time? So this is what actually happened in all those years. I met many good people, etc. But maybe that particular job or that particular type of work was not for me. Or maybe I was not created for that. I never enjoyed that.
Interesting. So let's just look at, you know, the fast forward story. Today, you're the best-selling author of The 7 Steps from Shame to Being Back in the Game. And you have the Intensify Life magazine that you're sharing your experiences and knowledge with other people and helping other people to come out of their mediocre life and help them intensify their life, love, lifestyle, and travel. You also have your podcast where you interviewed a lot of great people, you know, including, masterminding sessions that you have, right? And you've been listed in the book. This was in Pakistan, or where exactly was this?
So this is the Indore Literature Fest. And another one, which was there, was also the Frankfurt Book Book Expo that was there. Berchemies, it is known as Frankfurt Berchemies. And this was, their few copies were there. So people really appreciated it. And I got featured in the News Now, the Asian Chronicle, the Brilliant Read, etc. And that's how the journey began.
Wow, this is really fascinating. And then you made 65 lakhs in just 12 months. How does that feel?
More than amazing. Like, not just 12 months, it's like 10 to 12 months. So it feels much more great. Like I was able to do it less than 12 months. So it is like, I don't even know how many times more than my salary it is. So it is beyond words.
So let's just look at the quick clip of yours, and then probably we'll continue in detail. I want to understand more about the challenges that you had, the struggle that you had, because when people are starting watching this, that they are starting their journey as a passion entrepreneur, they're actually not aware what exactly happens. And you've been there and done it within just one and a half years, you got to this place. But let's play the reel, and then we give them the behind the scene, what exactly what happened for you to get where you are today. Okay, so I'm going to play the reel right now.
Was in anxiety, you can say stress. Last year I got a minor heart attack. Yes, this is so helpful to me.
A very straightforward mentor. I don't give tally. Achha, tumne ye kya bahut achha. No, if you're going wrong, I'll tell it to you on your face.
There are lots of workshops, but this is the one of the single kind of workshop that actually we can implement.
I can't tell you in words what is it. To know this, you need to experience this.
You are pouring in the love language of your partner, which is not even her or his love language. Kya fayda? It is just bouncing back. Hey. We have to develop mental courage. Mental courage nahi hai to aap स्विमिंग भी नहीं सीखोगे, इतना डर लगता है कि पानी में भी नहीं कूदोगे, फॉरगेट अबाउट एवरीथिंग।
Beautiful, beautiful. Amazing. The journey that you have seen is really, really commendable. And so tell us a little bit about the challenges that you had to overcome from the time that you realized that you need to do something beyond 9 to 5. What are the challenges that you had to come out of?
Yeah, sure. So I'm just thinking where to begin. So let me begin with from the day actually it all started. So yes, of course, just to give you a context, Dev, and to all the people who are listening, it was like life always tried to knock on my head, but I was actually too oblivious to understand everything, what life was actually trying to tell me. But then life actually slapped me hard enough so that I can, you know, really start thinking in a different direction. So when I was in a job, so I did my schooling, college, and I came to Hyderabad. Then I came to Bombay for the first time. I have never been to the city, and there was like, I did not know anybody over here. So then the journey started and a lot of things went on. And when I was in office, I was, as mentioned, I was just living like anybody else. And then I trusted few people. And that instead of becoming my strength, it became a weakness at that point of time. So trusting people is not bad, but the way you do it and the consequences without understanding the ignorance, that is bad. So I trusted few people and I did not know about that previously. And I landed into a huge financial debt while I was already in a job. And it was a fraud case. And I took money from the bank. And when I asked them for, you know, the money back, et cetera, et cetera, they started threatening me and all these things happened. And I was too guilty and too ashamed at that time that I could not ask for help from anyone. Because the only particular thought that was going on in my mind was, how can I make such a stupid mistake? Because people would laugh at me. So I did not share it with anyone, because I was too afraid to do that. So one day I just gathered some courage and went to the police station, complained, and a lot of to and fro things happened, a lot of things going on. Still, every single day morning, I was getting up, going to the office with the normal regular face, coming back, crying and dealing with all those things. I even had to think that, you know, whether I should get that 10 rupee vegetable, how long will it go on, and how can I cope up with this financial mess? And I was totally lost. And then it was like a vague thing that was coming to my mind that I want somebody to help me. I need some guidance. I did not know anything about something existed as a self-development industry or mentor coach, nothing at all. I just knew somewhere that I wanted some guidance from someone who will guide me without any judgment. So just to clear off my mind, I went for Vipassana during that time. And after I came back, I thought that now I have to find somebody who can actually guide me. So then luckily it's said, right, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. So then one night, the night that changed my life, one night I stumbled upon a LinkedIn post where it was mentioned that there is a full day webinar and these are the content, you can attend that. So I applied for that webinar, and the day when I applied for the webinar that night, I had to enroll for the program for the mentorship. So two voices were running parallelly in my mind at that point of time at night when my laptop was broken and it was raining heavily outside and I was trying to fix my laptop by going to the shop in the rain. And there was a selection process, by the way, at the end of the webinar. It was not just you come and just enter the mentorship program. So I was just in the rain. I was just trying to say, no, I want to enroll for the, you know, program and this and that. So the first voice was telling me, Som, come out of the financial mess, because I was already in a debt of more than 25 lakhs of rupees. So how can you arrange another few lakhs for this program? So you come out from it and then you pay for it. But then my second voice actually kicked the first voice and said that you can earn back money, you can earn anything you want, but you will never get this time back. And that's when I decided that I should learn from this person, and that person and that mentor is none other than you, of course, my first mentor in my life. And that's how I got into the Passionpreneur. And after that, I never looked back. So it was like the night that changed my life, the journey that began. And today, when I look back, it's like rest is history.
Interesting. That's very interesting. And I must tell you, it takes a lot of guts and courage. Like somebody who's staying alone in Mumbai, you know, having only limited income, you know, being in so much of debt and mess, you can't even go to your family or other people to ask for help. I'm very curious, how did you arrange, again, lakhs of rupees when you were already in debt of 25 lakhs, you were already negotiating with the vendors for 10 rupees of sabzi and only eating one meal in a day, living alone. How did you overcome that mental pressure and the shift?
So, I honestly, now when I look back, I joined the dots, now I know, but that time I did not know it. So there is two continuous factor within me which drives me. And I realized that this is what has led me to this place where I'm today, based on whatever decisions I made, good, bad, does not matter. One thing is courage, and the second thing is resourcefulness. I did not know this second word that time, but now I know it. So what I did was, I knew that whatever happens, I just knew one thing, anything can be solved on this planet. And arranging a money, just imagine if somebody's relative or loved one is in hospital, right? And they have to arrange money, what would they do? They won't arrange money, let the person die. It never happens, right? So that time I called a few people, called a few friends, and like universe was also trying to help me. So they also generously helped me without even, you know, just questioning or this and that. And they really helped me. So it was for an education purpose. I told them that this is the reason I'm taking the money, and, you know, give me some time, I will give you back. So from wherever possible, little, I just combined it, and I paid within 12 o'clock at night to grab my seat. And that is how I arranged the money. Because once I enrolled in the money, there is also something known as vibe. I knew I was in the right place. So that vibe, till the time I was getting that seat, was always trying to tell me, no, time is going out. You have to do it. So that is what actually helped me, the courage and resourcefulness.
Interesting. A lot of people start the programs or courses or mentorship, like, you know, they join a lot of courses, but their motivation fades away and they get a lot of self-doubt. Did you have those self-doubt moments while you started your Passionpreneur journey? Any of those moments that whether you'll be able to do it, are you good enough? Should you continue? Should you not continue? Did you have those moments?
Honestly, there was nothing other than self-doubt at that point of time, because I did not have any clarity, right? What I'm going to do, who am I going to become, this, etc. Nothing was there. I did not even know whether I can make it or not. I did not even know the money I have put or whether it is going to be useful for not. But I was sure that the only thing that actually came to my mind was, I made a choice, I was in the shit. And I make a choice to come out of it. All it takes is one choice to get into a grave and come back from it. So yes, of course there were doubts, but one very simple thing I just implemented. Just take the next step. Just take the next step one at a time. And whatever you told me, whatever you know, was supposed to be done one after the another, I just did that.
Got it. So all the people who are listening in, and even the champions, have the doubt. It is just that, do you listen to your fear, the doubt, or you just move on? So help me understand, what is your future looks like next 1 year, 5 year, 10 year, what does the future looks like now that you have started your journey, you made the money, you're also doing a lot of charity, right? You bought a car as well. Congratulations for your car. And you know, it's I'm sure it's going to be one of the cherished moments that you had. So not only just you made the money, right, but you also helping charity people, giving a lot of, you know, orphanage money to orphanage. You bought the car as well. What does the vision looks like? Like, you know, you also have, you know, you're very popular in terms of, you know, books, you're doing workshops, right? You are getting recognitions, book reviews around the globe, right? You have the people loving your work. Your mentees are also actually publishing a book and making money as well, right? Getting, selling the paintings, Intensify Life, you know, Humanity. So you have podcast, you interviewed a lot of celebrities. Arun Alingam, one of the very famous personality.
Yeah, so here I would just like to highlight one thing that if you see her, she is Anam Hashim, Aruna Lingam, you know, Shrimoy Kundu, then the other person whom you saw, all the people, this is just to name a few, and of course you, Ron, my mentors and everyone else. So just to give a background, I never thought I would be able to do anything like that. I did not even know what a podcast was that time. But I also never learned it from anywhere. I just found it out myself that what I'm good at about asking questions and how can I actually make things happen. So I was privileged and really like, honestly, I just started off a few months back, but I got the opportunity to interview some of the great people across the globe. Like Jaswinder Sangheera, she is one of the huge activists in London, UK, and her initiative Karma Nirvana, because of which there was a law change in the UK government on honor killing. Like people like that, then Aruna Lingam and Prashant Lingam, the people who are working right now with the government of India and UK, United Nations, and all these people, the founder of the Bamboo House, the script writer, you know, she has written the scripts like Shakuntala Devi, Four More Shots of Amazon Prime, and Muska of Netflix. These people, then Anam Hashim, she is the first professional female stunt rider in India. So all these kind of people from various domains, and everyone had gone through immense challenges. And I really had a privilege to interact with them, learn from them, talk to them, and bring out their story in front of everyone in my own way. So if you ask about who do I want to become in the next few years, so coming from nobody to becoming little bit somebody, and I still believe that I have not even achieved 5% of what I can achieve. So yes, going forward, I am a very adventurous person. I am still open to what life has in store for me, but yes, definitely not a person who is going to go back into the zone of the mindset where I came from, because I have been on both sides of the coin and I like the latter part, of course. And somebody who is impacting life, because when I see messages from people who are telling me, you are my idol, I want to become like you, that's huge. I mean, that single line actually gave me a huge realization. Like, I don't have to be a Bollywood celebrity to change or transform some person's life. Like, you can do it in any way possible. So I want to become that person who can impact even one life, intensify one life, because when you intensify life, you intensify humanity, and that creates a ripple effect across the entire humanity. So through my podcast, through my magazine, which I recently launched, two editions are already there, which is for the people and by the people, like people can, you know, submit their stuffs and express their voice, their opinions as well. Then through my book, through my contribution in the Passionpreneur as a mentor in my Intensify Life. So being a mentor has taught me a lot. Like in Passionpreneur itself, you know, mentoring so many people from various backgrounds, mostly of double my age, understanding from their perspective, like I have learned a lot, and I really want to explore more and more and more and more. And just like you said, thank you so much. for the first time in my life, I made such an expensive purchase just for me with the entire cash, no loan, nothing. I got a car for myself. I mean, that was something I was not even able to believe it. Like, can I do it? I mean, no loan. Can you imagine? I come from a family where it's like lower middle class and everything like depends on loan. And these are the normal things, right, for a middle class person. But getting a car for, you know, because when my mother comes here, it's very difficult to just roam around in two-wheeler. So I plan to get the car so that when she comes, it will be easier for me to drive. So that is huge. And it wouldn't have been possible if you were not there and if I wouldn't have enrolled in Passionpreneur that night.
Interesting. So I have two questions. First is, how has the perception of the people around you changed? People who know you from before, any interesting incidences, interesting stories that you can share? That is the first question. I'm going to ask you the second question later.
So this is really funny and interesting because after my book got launched, that time, of course, like there were people, there were so-called friends, so-called known people who never used to even, you know, if you're calling, they won't pick up. But then they come and tell you, you know, how are you? It's good to see and everything that happened. And also some people who did some things, like it's all on trust, human relationships and everything, right? So you get messages from them. Sorry, Som. Really, I shouldn't have done this. I shouldn't have done that. So these things automatically just popping up from anywhere messages. Then people who never even spoke to you in schools, colleges, or even in, you know, in my job, earlier days, etc. They got my number from somebody and then they are messaging me and everything is happening. And especially when the media feature was there, after that, there was messages from people whom I had to think for, okay, oh yes, this person was there with me in the college. Okay, yeah, this person was there. So these messages actually, it feels good that, you know, people recognize once you start doing something else that 99% of people don't even take the courage to actually even do it or think about it.
That's a very interesting point. Courage is my second question. But before I ask you this question, it is so true that there will be a lot of people who would want to be associated with you when you are successful. And there is hardly anybody who will ask you, connect with you when you're nobody. And I think this is a journey that we choose to walk on, to believe in ourselves, making a difference. And the only elite 1 to 5% of the people get the recognition and name and fame, the kind of name and fame that you are already getting. So tell us about the second question is, there are people who have a lot of fears, limiting beliefs. I don't think I can do it. You know, they are still in the job. They're making 40,000, 50,000, 1 lakh. But they're so fearful, they're so afraid that can I do it, can I not do it? How should they start building that muscle of courage and take the risk? Like you took a crazy amount of risk, but not everybody can do that because everybody's got a lot of responsibility and all. You too had it, but you still went out and did it. How can somebody become courageous and take first step and then the second step and the third step so that they get the recognition, name, fame, money, everything that they want?
So this is what I have also written as the tagline of my book. So I'll start by that. When life itself is temporary, how can problems be permanent? So all the fears, all the skepticism, all the doubts, all the excuses, which is termed as responsibility. Okay, so that is another discussion altogether. We take in responsibility ourselves. We make a choice to get married, to have kids, to take extra burden, this and that, and whatever it is, personal or professional life as well, taking extra deals, extra work, etc. We make a choice and then we start crying about it. Oh, I have too many responsibilities. So is it really you are complaining about your choices or you forgot that you made the choices and then you are giving yourself excuses for that. So yes, fear will always be there. I'm not saying I don't have fear or I don't doubt, but let's say today, if I die, we all are mortals. So what is the biggest regret you are going to have if you die today? Or let's say you don't even die. Okay, so you go to sleep tonight. So what is the biggest heaviness in your heart? Or would you be able to sleep peacefully that you did the same damn thing which you did yesterday? No change in life, anything. And can you sleep peacefully at night? So it is not about how many responsibility people have. It is not even about how many problems people have. So it is all about what willingness are you, you know, able to want to do? What are the things you want to change in your life? Just take one step at a time, because time is same, resources are same, everything is same, the brain is same, everything is same. All it takes is your willingness, your that push from within, and just ask yourself, what is the regret you will have when you die? If you don't want to die with that regret, then it's, you know, it's time you stop giving yourself excuses by saying two most important excuses. I don't have time. I have too many responsibilities.
Wow, that is very, very powerful. That's very, very powerful. Who's going to cry when you die? And if you're not living, then you're actually dying, right? So I realized this in 2016, 17, that I was also exactly in the place. I was stuck, did not know what to do. A lot of people come and say, but Dave, how do I get started? I said, get started with one step at a time. And that's exactly what you did. Just one step at a time. One small courageous decision can change your entire life. One small courageous decision. But it just has to begin somewhere, right? What is the last piece of advice that you want to give to the viewers who are inspired by your story, people who are having a lot of myths and challenges? You've broken them. Like, you are not just the talker. You walk the talk. And you know, a lot of people say, oh, I have responsibility, I don't have money, and all those things is all out of the window now. What is one last piece of advice that you want to give to people who are maybe wanting to join Passionpreneur, maybe wanting to do something on their own, maybe wanting to start the business, but they're not actually getting started? What piece of advice would you give to them? I think you're on mute. Oh, no.
Yeah, sorry about that. I was on mute. So before sharing that piece of message that I want to give to the viewers, can I share another incident or just a small thing that, okay. So yes, when I was actually thinking of enrolling over here, and when I enrolled, okay, after a few months, like everything has settled down and my family and my known people came, you know, that, okay, I am into some kind of program, some kind of mentorship, something is happening. So how to explain them? So it is something like an MBA, but not an MBA. So you learn to be an entrepreneur. You learn from an entrepreneur who has been there, done that, right? So you can't just sit in a four walls and learn something from a person who have never been there, done that. So it was very difficult for me to also explain to people, like, you know, this is not an MBA. I'm also not getting any certificate. Then why did you enroll for this to become an entrepreneur? Simply join an MBA college. So that was another funny thing that happened.
I remember your mom telling you, right, this thing. And, you know, she's also, I met your mom as well. And yeah. She's, I don't know what she's doing. And she's also planning to quit the job. And I said, Auntie, just give her 12 months and then you will see. And there we are 12 months later, completely. Is your mom happy now?
Very, very. In fact, before even that, I let me take this opportunity to, you know, like, I cannot thank you enough for imparting the kind of mentorship, the kind of guidance you have provided as a leader, as a mentor, as a coach. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. Without you, I wouldn't have been here. So being a part of Passionpreneur is an amazing feeling. And as we know that it is growing and it is a bigger than a family bonding and culture, the kind of thing that we are trying to create, like a movement in India that nobody else has created. So it wouldn't have possible without you. And thank you for everything you did for me, to me. And yes, that night, if I wouldn't have taken that leap of faith, that decision, I wouldn't have been sitting here with you today and we wouldn't have been having this discussion. So thank you so much. And the last piece of message that I want to give to everyone is when life itself is temporary, how can problems be permanent? Just look around you and think, is how long can you be in the position that you are right now? Even if you have 1% of dissatisfaction, unhappiness, etc., etc., find out that what is missing and just go and do it, change it.
Wonderful. I love that piece of advice. Thank you so much, Soam, for coming live, coming here and sharing your life story and inspiring so many people. I know you have a big vision, big mission. You have big dreams, and I'm sure you will make all of them come true.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Dave, and truly honored and thank you so much, you know, for being my mentor and guiding me throughout. And you're not just a good mentor, but a great leader as well. So thank you for being that. And thank you for this opportunity as well.
My pleasure. Thank you so much, Soam. Take care.
Yeah. Bye-bye.